KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles.
And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Start singing, but then I do my dance that I feel. Oh, Lord, my Lord, listen. Yeah.
I feel the spirit moving.
Oh, I feel it moving.
God is good because He's a mighty God. God is dependable, YOA. He'll be there when mother and father are gone. He's dependable. He is eternal. There was nothing that was before Him. He is faithful. For Revelation tells us He is the faithful and true. He is great. He's great because of His love is unconditional. His mercy, because it endured forever. And His patience is that God is slow to anger. That's the God we serve. God is good. But God is merciful. When I think about God, and God's mercy is a love that responds to human needs in an unexpected, an unmerited way. His love. That love, that mercy, is a love that responds to human needs in an unexpected or unmerited way. For at the core of God's mercy is His forgiveness. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That was for you and I. Father, Reverend Mathis is coming in the year 1951. I'm counting my age. But there'll be some things in his life that he will need forgiving for, but even though he have not gotten here, Father, I need you to forgive him. We fall down in life, but the price has already been paid for our fall and our failure. So, Father, I need you to forgive him, for he didn't know what he was doing. And even in the midst of his shortcoming, even in the midst of his missteps, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. And Father, because there's a world that you created, for you said you love the world, for God so loved the world that you gave your one and only Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Father, we know that your word cannot fail. So, Father, forgive them. 1 John 1:9 tells us, if you confess your sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Forgive us of our sin. It was Jesus who justified us. That word justify simply means that he just made us right. Because I had some stuff in me that was not right. Because Jesus said, I will make you right. I will justify you. Ephesians 1 and 7 say, in him we have redemption through his blood. The forgiveness of our trespasses. According to the riches of his grace, God's unmerited favor, a God inexhaustible supply of goodness. It was through Jesus' blood that he returned us back to God the Father Almighty. Not by who I am, but because of what Jesus has done for us. Matthew 6:12 says, for God, it tells us, it said, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. The Lord has power to forgive any debt. Acts 13:39, therefore, my friends, I want you to know that through Jesus, the forgiveness of sin is proclaimed to you. And yet God's mercy is his forgiveness. God's mercy is his forgiveness. I don't care what you've done. I don't care how many times you've done it. 1 John 1:9, if you confess your sins, that's plural, he's faithful and just. So all we have to do is get on our knees and repent, because the price has already been paid. When we think back over our life, if it had not been for the Lord's grace and mercy, where would you and I be? God extended favor for what we did not deserve by forgiving us through the completed work at Calvary. My brothers and sisters, I begin this message by examining the letter O. Dare begin the song by saying the word O. For O, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endured forever. O is the 15th letter of the alphabet. O is a vowel. And the vowels are important because it gives us open sound. O can be a sound of distress. It's like when we say, oh no. Or O can be a sound of joy. When we say, oh yeah, the Cowboys are winning and the Saints. And there are times we don't understand what the letter O is doing. Hey, Lord. Now, O may not mean much to you. In a physical sense, in an educational arena, in doctrinal dissertations. But there will come a time when all will come out of you spiritually. Oh, Lord, have mercy on me. For I was once lost. There's a time, my brothers and sisters, when all become personal. When it's between you and the Lord. Maybe it's when mama is gone. Or sisters or brothers are gone. And you called out, oh. You get on your knees and you start praying. And then something inside of you begin to happen. You may speak in an unknown language. Some call it an unknown tongue. Excuse me, Antioch. I need a conversation with the Lord. Oh, Lord, I need you to guide me. Oh, Lord, I need you to protect me. Oh, Lord, I need you to direct me. Oh, Lord, I need you to shield me. Oh, Lord, I need you to heal me. Oh, Lord, I need you to redeem me. Oh, Lord, I need you to restore me. Oh, Lord, I need you to save me. And the Holy Spirit begin to interpret what's being said to God, because the Holy Spirit and God hears our own. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, and because you know it, there will come a shout of victory. There will come a shout of praise. Antioch. Is there a O in the house? Not this physical house, but your spiritual house. If God got you up this morning, say, oh. He clothes you in your right mind. Say, oh. He have put a roof over your head. Say, oh. He put money in your pocket. Say, oh. He put food on your table. Say, oh. A car to drive. Say, oh. A job to go to. Say, oh. Oh, Lord, have mercy. We praise you, oh, Lord, for your mercy endured forever. I understand now why David said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endured forever. And if you've been blessed, if the Lord has brought you from a mighty long way, that should be a shout of praise unto the Lord, for our God is good. There's nobody like him, no one that can compare to him. He's a great and powerful and awesome God. He is worthy of all praise, worthy of all honor, and worthy of all glory. Shout hallelujah for our Lord, our God, and our King. He's worthy to be praised.
It's good, because his mercy endures forever. The doors of the church open.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his whole. Lead me. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me, bless his whole. Lead me. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless his holy name. Give me an oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Great thing, bless his holy name. Oh, my soul.